Strange Adventure.
A lone rider thundered into the pioneer village of St. Ives, North Dakota, and dismounted in the middle of the single street. His foam-flecked horse stumbled and almost fell from exhaustion. Men and women rushed to the dust-caked man as he gasped his warning.
The Sioux. They're on the warpath. They've wiped out 2 settlements in a wagon train to the south of you. They burn, they kill. They're headed this way.
George Mason, the recognized head of the settlers, helped the trail-weary messenger stay on his feet.
Well, that's a good thing we're protected. A runner got here a little while ago, saying a troop of cavalry is headed this way. Should be here in a couple of days.
That's too late. The Indians will be here in a matter of hours. A day at the most.
Mason shouted orders.
Get every gun in the village ready for use. Take all the ammunition. At first sign of the Indians, get all the women and children into the center of town. Right now, every man grab a shovel. We'll throw up a rampart.
The messenger shook his head.
Well, if that's the best you can do, you're lost. It's a big band of Indians. They've got rifles. They're experts at shooting flaming arrows into your houses.
Well, we'll do the best we can. If they wipe us out, they'll know they've been in the battle.
Tom Reed, the scout, worked his way through the crowd.
Say, when I was hunting yesterday, I saw an encampment of soldiers about 30 miles north of here. If we can get word to them, maybe they'll get here in time to save us.
You know where they are, Tom. Your horse is good. Get going.
Tom Reed mounted and dashed across the northern prairie. The men of the village dug and piled dirt, throwing up a small rampart. All night they worked, but their earthen wall was still inadequate. At daybreak, Mason ordered the men to pause. He cocked his head, taking advantage of the silence. After an instant, he shouted,
I hear horses. Get the women and children to safety and get ready to fight.
The thunder of hooves grew louder, reverberating across the prairie. As the day brightened, a cloud of dust could be seen rising out of the north, but also a similar dust cloud from the south. Men were racing toward the village from opposite directions. It was a close race, but the men from the north were the first to arrive at the village. The Indians came close enough to see that the settlement was well defended, then fled across the prairie. It was then that the citizens of St. Ives noticed the uniforms of their rescuers. The men wore coats of red. Tom Reed had dashed across the border into Canada and got help from a squadron of Royal Northwest Mounted Police. Thus, in 1874, the United States was actually but unofficially invaded and its citizens rescued by Canadian Mounties. Because of the delicate international legality involved, no official recognition has ever been made of the incident. But many settlers of the northern border gave their very sincere thanks. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Death Goes Calling, our next tale of Strange Adventure.